Support for today's broadcast comes from the Illinois Facilities Fund, a private nonprofit organization offering Illinois nonprofits below-market lending for facility and equipment projects. Illinois Facilities Fund has opened a new office in Peoria dedicated to serving nonprofits throughout central Illinois. IFF, where nonprofits come first. Online at www.iff.org.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jim Meadows. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you, and welcome to the opening market report for Thursday, March 30th. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 404, that's up 2.25, and July wheat opened at 410, up 3.5. In Chicago, May wheat opened at 341.75, that's up 1.5. July wheat was unchanged, opening at 354.5. September wheat opened at 365.5, that's down 0.25. December wheat opened at 380.5, and that's up 0.5. March wheat opened at 392.5, that's down 1.5. May corn opened at 223, that's up 3/4. July corn opened at 233.5, that's down 1/4. September corn opened at 243.5, that's up 3/4. December corn opened at 255.25, that's up 3/4. March corn opened at 264, up 3/4, and May corn opened at 268, and that's up 1/2. May oats opened at 174.75, up 3/4. July oats opened at 177, up 1/2. Looking at the soybeans, May beans opened at 582.5, that's up 1. July beans were unchanged at 594.5. August soybeans opened at 599.5. They were up 1/2. September soybeans opened at 603, up 2.5. November soybeans opened at 610.5, up 1/2. January beans opened at 618, up 1/2. And March beans opened at 625, up 1. May soybean meal opened at 179, and that was up 60. July soybean meal opened at 180.60. Up 10. Soybean oil for May opened at $22.96, up 5 cents, and July oil opened at $23.38, up 3 cents. Looking over to the Merck feeder cattle for March, opened at $103.55, and that was up 5. April feeder cattle opened at $103.35, up 15. And May feeder cattle opened at 103.75, up 17.5 cents. April live cattle opened at 80.65, up 2.5 cents. And June live cattle opened at 74.80, up 5 cents. April lean hogs opened at 57.85. They were up 35. May lean hogs opened at 64.90, down 2.5 cents. June lean hogs opened at 66.25, up 10 cents. July lean hogs opened at 66.20, down 15 cents. The pork bellies we're trying to get a reading where I can give you a look at the dates here, but we're going to have to let those pass for right now.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And joining us on the telephone now to talk about the opens is Dale Burkholz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning to you.
Okay, how you doing this morning?
Well, I'm bright and sunny like the weather is, but I think it's going to get kind of gloomy on us later today.
Well, how about the market as itself? Were you expecting a different opening than from what you got?
You know, I didn't expect, you know, the markets to have quite as much energy as we've really seen in the early part of the day today at this point. We've seen a pretty good little run to the upside with beans up 4 to 5 right now, corn up a penny to 2. You know, with the major reports coming out from the USDA in the morning, you know, I look for some shorts to step into this mix, continue to cover some of their positions, but I didn't think we'd probably stretch gains quite this far than what we've seen so far today. But again, the message in the market today is a lot of the buying is people that have been short covering those positions ahead of tomorrow morning's USDA numbers.
Well, does all that add up to a lot of trading today?
Well, I think after this early run here at this point, you're probably going to see markets tend to quiet down a little bit here during the remainder of the day. We could see a bit of a flurry possibly as we get right to the end of the trading day itself with a few stragglers coming in, evening up positions late. Funds, they also tend to do their business either at the very beginning of a session or the very end. But I think as we go through the midday hours or the mid-morning hours now, we're going to get kind of quiet and sluggish. There's a lot of uncertainty out there in these USDA numbers coming up. You know, it's always difficult with plantings, at least the first go-round, to kind of guess where producers really are going to signal or what intentions are going to signal. The trade's looking for about 1.2 million down in corn to be reported tomorrow, and maybe something just under 2 million up in soybeans.
What should the farmer's marketing strategy be to all this?
Well, my own position right now, I just want to be a little bit patient here. I don't want to do too much here going into the report unless I know I've got to do something, turn something for some cash, let's say sometime in the next 3 weeks or so. And then I guess I would tell people, okay, if you need to move something for cash right now, if you need to get a few catch-up sales made, get it done. But other than that, I have more of a patient attitude about the marketplace itself, waiting to see what the report says and also waiting to see how some of this weather comes out, because there's starting to be a little bit of disagreement in terms of weather and what lies ahead here in the next few weeks.
The technical picture, what does that look like?
Actually, with a bit of a rally here this morning, especially if we can close with a firm note, corn's starting to look like maybe we're going to try to pull up out of what was a 25-week or could have been a 20 to 25-week cycle low. Beans are a little bit more cloudy at this particular juncture. They don't give you as much of a read maybe as the corn does, but basically with beans moving up to a new high of the day, they're starting to look a little bit better, just not quite as conclusive. I think we really need to see beans get over the 50-day moving average, which is 590 on the May contract. And if we get a close up over that, the beans are going to technically look a little bit more positive for the short run, too.
Is there anything on those outside markets you'd want to keep an eye on?
Boy, you know, the outside markets today are helping carry the weight in here, especially when you step over and you look at where the attention has been in those outside markets this week. It's been in both silver and gold. Silver right now is up 30 cents an ounce. Gold is running as much as $9 to $10 an ounce up here this morning. And a lot of that buying is coming with thoughts that there's going to be a new silver fund put in place, silver index fund put in place. And so metals traders are excited, and we're continuing to push these markets to new highs. And that's going to be a little bit of a supportive feature over to the grain pits.
Okay, Dale Burchelt of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Dale, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Good talking to you today.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
And now let's take a quick look at the market as it stands right now. Kansas City May wheat is... sorry, we don't have a report on May wheat at this point, but let's go to Chicago, and May wheat out of the Chicago Board of Trade is 344 3/4. That's up 3 1/4. July wheat is at 356 3/4. That's up 2 1/4. May corn is at 227. That's up 2 3/4. July corn at 237 3/4. That's up 2 1/4. September corn at 247. That's up 2 1/2. December corn, 259. That's up 2 1/4. May soybeans at 587 and three quarters. That's up 5 1/4. July soybeans at 599 and three quarters. And that is up 4 1/2. July soybeans, I'm sorry, for some reason that number is repeated twice. Actually, they're the same thing. 599 and three quarters, up 4 1/2. So let's go straight to November soybeans at 614 and a half, and that is up 4 1/4. May soybean meal is at 180 and 10, that is up 140. Soybean oil is at 23.17, and that's up 20 cents. Looking at the Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle at 103.40, that's down 10, and April lean hogs are at 57.60, and that's up 10. A quick look at some of those outside markets. Crude oil is at 66.50, that's up 5 cents. The CRB index at 334.46, up 154. The U.S. dollar, 89.51, down 70. The Dow Jones 30 Industrials at 111.93.20, down 22.18. It's 10 o'clock Central Time, and you're listening to AM 580 WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.